next on the 5 o'clock report.
The left doesn't want you to speak. If you don't agree with them, you're not allowed to talk.
Hence the blowout that we're going to see in November.
People see him as a phony.
They care much more about what I stand for than where I'm from.
Are you doing okay?
No, I'm not, actually.
Now, let's go to the newsroom.
Good afternoon. Welcome to the broadcast. I'm Bill Price. Border disorder.
No one can turn their back when your back is up against the border.
That is our top story at 5. The U.S. Supreme Court hearing arguments today on the Trump-era Remain in Mexico policy that requires asylum seekers stay in Mexico while their application for entry into this country is being processed. President Biden ended that policy on his first day in office, and a federal judge reinstated it back in December. Texas Congressman Tony Gonzalez.
This administration has failed miserably. You talked about Putin being dangerous. Biden is dangerous.
President Biden facing border backlash on another front, too, as he plans to end Title 42 on May 23rd. But a judge blocked him from doing that before a hearing can be scheduled. More than 20 states and nearly 50 members of Congress want the president to extend Title 42. Not rescind it.
If President Biden lifts Title 42, what we see today will be much worse.
Title 42 is a Band-Aid on a gunshot wound.
The pandemic policy under former President Trump allowed for the immediate expulsion of illegal immigrants due to health concerns. But the Biden administration says COVID is not as great a risk today, so that policy is no longer needed. Vice President Kamala Harris is self-isolating tonight after testing positive for COVID. The VP's office says Harris has not been in close contact with the president and is showing no symptoms. Even with a new leader at Twitter, Donald Trump says he's staying off the social media platform. Former California Congressman Devin Nunes now runs Trump's new social media site called Truth Social. He says there's a reason the former president is staying away from Twitter.
We don't want to be in a situation where we're ever going to be canceled again. So, and we have no need to, because if you look, there's just not, the engagement's just not there. The place is a ghost town. There's a lot of bots. I mean, Elon Musk has said that anyway.
Nunes says when it comes to free speech, Truth Social is where it's at.
When you post on Truth today, you get more engagement. I mean, it's across the board, and I think that's telling. So we're building something here. It's amazing. We're building a community. We're trying to do something that, that has not been done, an open community, no censorship.
Elon Musk bought Twitter yesterday for $44 billion. The world's richest man has promised to make it more open to all political views, and his takeover sent the mainstream media into a feeding frenzy.
It is not enough for the richest man in the world to try to replace agents like NASA and send people to near space. He also wants to control what he calls the town square.
I don't think anyone disagrees it should be a free and open debate or platform, mm-hmm. but I mean, should it be necessarily a font for misinformation?
Elon Musk buying Twitter says a lot about the priorities of people at the highest levels making decisions that could affect the fate of the planet.
That was the mainstream media yesterday. Ohio Congressman Jim Jordan says this is the same media that cheered when Twitter kicked Donald Trump off its platform and blocked stories critical of Hunter Biden.
The left doesn't want you to speak. If you don't agree with them, you're not allowed to talk. And if you try, they're going to attack you. They're going to try to cancel you. That all changes today with Elon Musk now owning Twitter.
Elon Musk will officially take over at Twitter in the fall. The Washington Post and New York Times both predicting big losses for Democrats in this year's midterm elections. Media critic Joe Concha says President Biden isn't helping by playing the victim card.
They like to play the victim. You know, inflation is Putin's fault and the open border is Trump's fault. And COVID is the unvaccinated's fault. And this is why the polling is so horrific. They see a president and a party that is accomplished, very accomplished at complaining, but not at problem solving. Hence the blowout that we're going to see in November.
Concha says the American people are not buying what the president is selling when it comes to the root causes of inflation, illegal immigration, and rising crime across the country. Cops in New Mexico releasing the chilling video of last year's shooting that left a cinematographer dead on the set of an Alec Baldwin Western.
Are you doing okay?
No, I'm not, actually.
The videos show the frantic moment as Joel Souza lies wounded on the floor of the church set. Paramedics attempt to save Helena Hutchins' life. Shortly thereafter, Alec Baldwin and the film's crew members are informed about Hutchins' gunshot injuries.
Yeah, the exit point was on her left shoulder blade.
steroids.
Thank God.
This is what he later told investigators about the incident.
I try and cock the gun goes off. It's supposed to be a cold gun. No flash charges, nothing. This is a puzzle to me. And this is making me very emotional now.
We also hear Baldwin's reaction after being shown an image of the projectile that injured the director.
That's a bullet. Somebody put a live round in the gun.
That is Omar Villafranca reporting tonight. Still to come this Tuesday, fatal helicopter crash in Genesee County. The Little League World Series back to normal in Williamsport and turning tragedy into opportunity. Meet today's hometown hero.
I'm Kevin Williams, and here is your Family Life regional weather forecast. Make no mistake about it, that warm spell of late is over, and some chillier than normal air will be in place for the next couple days and nights. But things will be drying out, and pretty sunny skies are expected, aiming for the weekend. Though it will still be rather cloudy overnight tonight and tomorrow, with a few passing showers of wet snow and rain. Low temperatures tonight, 30s. The high temperatures tomorrow in the 40s. But on Thursday, early cloud cover yields to bright sunshine, though it's still cool. High temperatures Thursday, 40s and low 50s, and sunshine and slowly turning milder Friday, heading into the upcoming weekend.
All right, Kevin Williams, checking the stories making news where you live in New York and Pennsylvania. Tuesday, April 26th, two people killed this afternoon after a Mercy Flight helicopter crashed in the town of Elba, New York, in Genesee County. State police say that chopper was on a training mission at the time.
We don't know why, but the helicopter went down, but we are working with the FAA and the NTSB. They're both responding to the scene.
Police say the helicopter crashed just north of Batavia near the Genesee County Airport. The fight for control of the U.S. House moved to New York's highest court today. Family Life's Brandon Dixon.
New York's Court of Appeals will determine whether Democrats illegally gerrymandered the boundaries of the state's newly redrawn congressional districts. The highest court in the Empire State is hearing arguments today in a lawsuit brought by a group of Republicans challenging the legality of the new maps. The suit contends the Democrat-controlled state legislature violated the state constitution, which bars the redrawing of political boundary lines for partisan gain. Brandon Dixon, Family Life News.
Thank you, Brandon. Organizers of the Little League World Series announced today that they plan to return to full capacity for fans and participants. In this year's events, officials were forced to cancel plans for spectators last year because of COVID, and the series was canceled altogether in 2020. The Little League World Series swings into action August 17th through the 28th in South Williamsport, Pennsylvania. And a community-wide ministry outreach called Arise will take place this Father's Day weekend at Island Park in Wellsville, New York. Evangelist Carl Hoyer will be the guest speaker. Earlier today, I caught up with Carl, who says a personal tragedy has forever changed the way he does ministry.
Just before midnight on June 26, 2020, my wife and my oldest daughter, they were traveling from Martinsville, Virginia to Wellsville, New York. And my wife, Maria, was traveling on 81 North and just outside Shippensburg. Traffic was backed up and she crashed into the back of a tractor trailer and was killed on impact. My daughter survived with minor fractures and bruises, but she's going to always live with the fact that she was with her mother in the car when she died. I ask people how long it takes to go from a family of four to being a widower with two daughters, and it was instantaneous for me. And I remember getting the phone call, falling on my knees and saying, God, I have no idea what you're going to do. Everything in my life had changed completely. And so I had my six-year-old with me, and I woke her up and just said, we got to go. We're taking a road trip. I didn't tell her what was going on. We arrived at the hospital at Hershey Medical Center for children, and we walk in the room. My six-year-old saw my oldest daughter, who was 12 at the time, and said, Sissy, what are you doing in that bed, and where is Mommy? I picked up Liel, my youngest, and sat her on my lap, wrapped my arms around her, and I said, last night, Mommy and Sissy were driving to New York, and they were in a car accident. Sissy's in the hospital, and Mommy went to be with Jesus. My daughter looked at me with tears falling out of her eyes and said, wait, you mean Mommy died? And I said, yes, honey. And for a few minutes, I just held my daughter sitting on that bed crying. And I looked at my daughters, and I said, listen to me. God did not do this to us. He allowed it to happen, but he is good and he's faithful and he's going to work it out for his good somehow. And that began the process of our new norm, living our lives without Marie.
Carl, I don't know you. This is the first time we've really talked, but I feel like you have a message to share, and that didn't just happen for a reason, as you mentioned. You know, as Christians, Carl, it's hard to find hope in the world today. You know that. Yeah. What's your message to those struggling to make sense of everything that's going on?
Yeah, it's hard to make sense of everything that's going on when none of it makes sense, you know. There's not a whole lot going on in our world that makes a lot of sense. I remind people all the time that we are born into a broken world with broken systems, and the brokenness is evidenced in the very first sound that comes out of a newborn baby's mouth, the scream and the shrill of life. I remind people that in this world, everything is temporary. If you can see it with the eye and hold it with the hand, it's not going to last forever. And the process of dying begins the moment we actually start living. So I challenge people to shift their focus on something else and don't focus on the fact that we are dying, but rather that now is an opportunity for them to believe in Jesus and begin to live for Jesus. We're going to have tribulation. We're going to suffer persecution. But in the midst of all this brokenness, we can also have peace with God. And so we can't just wish things away. We can't just speak them away. We can't stick our head in the sand.
That is evangelist Carl Hoyer from Syracuse, New York. He'll be the guest speaker at Arise. The 3-day ministry outreach will take place this June over the Father's Day weekend in Wellsville, New York. It's time now for your market report brought to you by Ambassador Advisors. Here's Family Life's Dave Margolotti.
It was another tough session on Wall Street as the sell-off continued. The drop in market seems to be related to concerns such as inflation, COVID lockdowns in China, and the Fed raising interest rates. Oil ending the day up 3%, closing at $102 a barrel. The Dow today ending down 809 points. The S&P 500 fell 120, and the NASDAQ closed at a 52-week low, sinking 514 points. Ambassador Advisors is a Christian financial planning firm helping faithful stewards do more. Online at ambassadoradvisors.com.
Christians live by faith, but when it comes to finances, that faith can be tested. Hi, I'm Rob West with another MoneyWise Minute. Let's call it the fear factor. You're worried that you won't be able to pay the bills, fix the car when it breaks down, or save for the future. When fear gets the better of us, we insist on taking charge. But the Bible is clear about the importance of trusting God for everything. In Matthew 6:33, Jesus tells his disciples that God will provide all they need, saying, "But seek first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, and all these things will be added to you." We must do our part, following God's principles for managing money and working diligently. But we must trust God to do the rest. He will provide. Discover the best Christian financial articles, podcasts, and videos by visiting our website, MoneyWise.org, or by downloading MoneyWise Biblical Finance from your app store.
Still to come this Tuesday, meet the 13-year-old who's graduating from college.
I'm Kevin Williams, and here is your Family Life regional weather forecast. Make no mistake about it, that warm spell of late is over, and some chillier than normal air will be in place for the next couple days and nights. But things will be drying out, and pretty sunny skies are expected, aiming for the weekend, though it will still be rather cloudy overnight tonight and tomorrow with a few passing showers of wet snow and rain. Low temperatures tonight, 30s, the high temperatures tomorrow in the 40s. But on Thursday, early cloud cover yields to bright sunshine, though it's still cool. High temperatures Thursday, 40s and low 50s, and sunshine and slowly turning milder Friday, heading into the upcoming weekend.
All right, Kevin Williams, appreciate it. Finally at 5 with a 3.78 grade point average in physics, Elliot Tanner is about to graduate from the University of Minnesota. Here's another important number. He's only 13.
I have an incredible passion for physics. It's been one of my favorite things to do.
Elliot's been tutoring his older classmates, and he's been accepted into the school's PhD program. His mom says Elliot's been doing math ever since he was 3 years old. Incredible kid. That is the world we live in this Tuesday. As always, thanks for coming along. I'm Bill Price, Family Life News.